The Devil's Advocates. Political commentary from the back of the class.
Do you ever feel like the plastic?
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Wednesday edition. Talking about whoppers. The lie of the year, PolitiFact. The one time all year they use the word lie. It's about the denial of the January 6th, the insurrection, the violent insurrection, and the text messages they have snuck out, the text messages of some Fox News hosts. And apparently, Geraldo Rivera on Fox News questioned Sean Hannity last night to his face, and that's when the fireworks ensued. But we're going to go to the phones. We'll tease that just for a bit. We'll get to it. 844-967-2789. This show always better when you play along. Like Jim. Jim, I believe, from St. Louis Park. Jim, welcome. What do you got for us?
Hi. I remember I was laid off. So on January 6th, you know, I got up and I always listened to a lot of news. I probably had public radio on. But I remember that morning they were telling members of Congress, the Senate and the House, to be careful and not get caught on the streets outside of buildings, because they said it was not safe for members of Congress. Because everybody knew that stuff was going to happen that day. And I knock a lot of doors every year. And I was knocking doors for Democratic candidates in 2020. And I remember knocking on a door of a Republican. And that Republican told me, you wait until January 6th. And I was confused. And I said, you mean November, you know, whatever the day the election was on. Was it the 3rd in 20? I don't remember what day it was on. And he said, no, he said January 6th. And he said, that's when the you-know-what's going to hit the fan.
Well, Jim, there's current reporting, and I've read it within the last 24 hours. I can't quote my source, but it's recent, that said that these text messages going out to Mark Meadows, the communications with Meadows, basically pushing the fraud, pushing the lie, pushing the rigged election narrative, they were going out within hours of November 3rd. The votes certainly weren't counted in full. The claim was, is any vote not counted on election day was invalid. Of course, because the Republican voters were more likely to go to the polling places in person. And in many states, right here in the state of Wisconsin, Jim, I know you're outside our boundaries, but the absentee ballots cannot be counted until election day. So it always looks like, at least there's, in a pandemic election, there is a huge shift once the absentee ballots are cast. But Trump's still claiming that we got, you know, rigged elections and ballot frauds in Milwaukee County, because like 168,000 ballots dropped and like 120,000 of them were for Joe Biden. And that was, you know, more than the margin of victory. That pushed it from a Trump lead to an eventual Biden victory here in the state of Wisconsin. But Jim, you know, it's... math doesn't matter. Facts don't matter. The reality doesn't matter. That's the point. It's not about the truth. It's about setting the stage for the next coup d'etat.
And this, I was knocking on the door. This is in October or possibly late September. And at that point, Republicans were already talking about January 6th. I mean, it was way, way before Election Day. They were talking about January 6th.
Well, that I'm not as clear on. I know that Trump, I mean, I believe you, Jim, but I'm just telling you, I had not seen reporting of that specifically. I know that Trump had told people to show up in D.C. It was going to be a wild time, right? And there was lots of people. There were people bussed in. There was lots of infrastructure and planning and coordination that happened. And Mark Meadows has got most of the receipts, and hell, he turned about half of them over to the January 6th committee already. They know that they've got at least Mark Meadows dead to right on criminal complaints, Jim. Because I'm telling you, Liz Cheney and Adam Schiff, these committee members, they seem awfully confident when they're reading texts out to Mark Meadows. And the threats that, you know, soon to be announced, that they're going to tell us who the congressional members were that were texting out Meadows. Well, Jim, I saw one of them already outed himself today. That was Jim Jordan from Ohio, said, well, you know, yeah, I texted him. Well, the text that Jim Jordan disclosed is pretty insurrectionist. He said, well, it came from a third-party source, but he's basically trying to use an old Hamilton quote in the Federalist to justify overturning the Electoral College of the United States of America. That's a sitting U.S. congressman, and he admitted it today. You know, and that's not under under oath, Jim, but, you know, it's starting to unravel right before our eyes. I am as optimistic about quote-unquote justice as I've ever been right now as I talk to you, Jim.
I hope so. I really hope so. And they both, they put Hillary and they put Bill in front of, you know, committees to testify for hours. Imagine putting Thunder Nuts in front of a committee and being questioned for hours.
I couldn't.
He would say the most ludicrous crap.
Yeah, I Jim, really appreciate you listening on AM 950. Appreciate everyone listening and participating by calling 844-967-2789. A little off topic, Jim, but former President Thunder Nuts is supposed to be deposed on January 7th, the day after the one-year anniversary of the insurrection. Letitia James, she is the Attorney General of the state of New York, and is a civil deposition, but it's about fraud. And yesterday, Mazars, I believe, the former accounting firm to the president, the former president, Donald Trump, and I believe his chief banker at Mazars had to testify, an accountant had to testify. That was in Cyrus Vance's court. He's the district attorney of New York, and he's seeking, or at least exploring, criminal prosecutions on fraud. And I get it. If you look at your history books, you know, tax cheating is not sexy, but it's got teeth, as they say. That's what put Al Capone in prison. And it may eventually, and I'm not, you know, I'm not thinking the former president's going to prison quite yet. I'd like to see an indictment first, and we'd celebrate Merrick Garland Day or Letitia James Day or Cyrus Vance Day. But the noose is really starting to tighten around the guy's throat. And I think the public, perhaps shortly after the holidays, I think this January 6th committee is going to start exposing the truth for all. The truth will out. And the fact that Liz Cheney's there, and I believe Jim brought up the fact that, you know, people knew. Adam Kinzinger, he's the other Republican representative on the January 6th committee. He told his staffers not to come in on January 6th. He knew something was amiss. He had seen the chatter on social media. He knew the president was calling in the troops, if you will. So anyways, people did know, Jim. 844-967-2789. Our pal Mark from the SAC, don't put it Z-Zack, you confuse me. Mark, how you doing?
Doing okay. You know, and the big lie is the big lie. Like, you know, and a contributing lie to that is Robin Voss is saying he doesn't know if it was, you know, how big the fraud was in Wisconsin. I mean, that's just another contributing factor to this whole thing.
Well, of course, it's the little liars. It's the U.S. Senator Ron Johnson. It's Wisconsin Assembly Republican leader Robin Voss. It's, you know, it's every individual state. We just know our representative liars are Republicans the best, Mark, because they're lying to us every day.
Yeah, it's remarkable that Jim Jordan should bring up Alexander Hamilton when he actually prevented our country going to Aaron Burr. And Donald Trump and all these Republicans are a unique combination of Aaron Burr, Benedict Arnold, and a name people have to check out in the history book because he's another sniffling little traitor, is this James Wilkerson, who apparently was betraying us to other countries for decades, you know, after his stint during the Revolutionary War. I mean, it is just remarkable that Jim Jordan can tote this stuff up, and I want to see him grilled for 14 hours in front of the committee because he'll have to wear a jacket. Otherwise, his shirt will be so sweaty he'll have to peel it off of him with a pliers because he'll be so hot and sticky and sweaty because he'll just...
Oh, Jim Jordan was a wrestler. He knows about sweating. Let me include in the record, appreciate you listening, Mark, but let me include in the record before I run out of time in this segment what it is I specifically reference. And at this point, you know, Mark, pardon me, Jim Jordan might say, at this point, what difference does it make? Let's not forget Hillary Clinton got grilled 11 hours for Benghazi. You remember that? How could we forget? Well, Brad Reed over at the Raw Story, and I caught this one this afternoon, several Republican lawmakers sent text messages to the former Trump chief of staff, Mark Meadows, ahead of the January 6th riots at the U.S. Capitol. Although the House Select Committee investigating the riots has not made the name of the lawmakers public yet, Politico has confirmed that one person who sent such a text was Rep. Jim Jordan, Republican of Ohio. You know the guy. Never wears a coat. Actually, a former All-American wrestler at University of Wisconsin. But anyways, here is a little more. Jordan's office admitted that he was one who sent a text that pushed for Pence to toss out votes from key states, although they say that he didn't write the argument himself, but rather forwarded it from a third party. Here's specifically what Jim Jordan texted to Mark Meadows. On January 6, 2021, Vice President Mike Pence, as president of the Senate, should call out all of the electoral votes that he believes are unconstitutional as no electoral votes at all, in accordance with guidance from Founding Father Alexander Hamilton and judicial presidents. And then he quotes apparently a reference here. No legislative act, wrote Alexander Hamilton, and Federalist 78, contrary to the Constitution, can be valid. The court in Hubbard v. Lowe reinforced this truth that an unconstitutional statute is not a law at all, is a proposition no longer open to discussion. So, if I understand the nature of this text that Jim Jordan confessed to today, for no apparent reason to Politico, because, you know, it's going to out soon enough. But Jordan has confessed, and I'm not saying this is a criminal offense, because I'm not a lawyer. I'm not a prosecutor. But I sure as hell hope some prosecutor down at the Department of Justice is reviewing the contents of this text. Now, you can claim, well, this is just an opinion. And I'm just, sharing a text with the chief of staff to the president of the United States. And what I'm suggesting is a coup d'etat, an overturning of the Electoral College outcome, something that we don't do here. Because it might lead to, let's say, something less than a peaceful transfer of power. Might be misconstrued to be as a call for insurrection. So I'm not saying Jim Jordan's scroogied, but I sure hope he's scroogied. That'd make my day. I'd be a happier man at the holidays. We are the Devil's Advocates. You can always be a part of this big program. I'm kind of like Santa Claus here. I'm happy. I'm jolly. Ho, ho, ho. Dial the phone number, you bastards. 844-967-2789. The fireworks. I don't know if we have time for all of this. I think I'm going to tease this to the last segment of this hour. But we're going to come back because let's not forget Hannity and Laura Ingraham and Brian Kilmeade, they're all Fox News hosts. They were all texting in real time with Mark Meadows, the chief of staff to the president of the United States. And they all went out to defend themselves. First time that Fox News is really acknowledged. I mean, hell, Meadows was on Hannity Monday night. And the ever vigilant journalist that Hannity is, he didn't even bother to ask Mark Meadows at all about any of these text messages or any of the January 6th stuff. That unimportant. But last night, Hannity, he defended himself. And Ingraham did. And hell, Tucker Carlson had his version of it. But Fox News' own, Geraldo Rivera. You know, last time I checked, he was still digging in Al Capone's vault, still looking for something worthwhile. I watched that entire thing. What was that, like 1984? I watched the vault for hours. I've never quite trusted Geraldo since. That and the fact that he disclosed some troop locations during the Persian Gulf War. But Geraldo set off some fireworks on the Foxy News last night because he challenged Hannity to his face about the very text he sent to Mark Meadows. And if you stick around, we're going to play it for you. I promise. Nothing but fireworks and Katy Perry and good times right here on the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Why don't you stick around? Why don't you join us? 844-967-2789. Ho, ho, ho. We'll be right back.